Have you ever been in a meeting or a performance conversation when someone asks, well, what about them? Why'd they choose her to get that promotion? What's happening with the merger? Am I going to lose my job? Suddenly you feel put on the spot. In this episode, you'll get four specific steps you can take for those awkward leadership moments when someone asks you for information you just can't share. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. Today, you're going to get those four specific steps to take that will help you respect confidentiality in a way that builds your leadership credibility, trust, and performance management skills. And we'll also apply those steps in four different leadership scenarios that you'll definitely face. Use these tools consistently, and you will build a culture of trust, respect, and dignity throughout your team and your organization. So let's get to it. As a leader, people are going to bring you information they wouldn't share anywhere else. Concerns about teammates, personal struggles, frustrations about fairness, or mistakes they're trying to fix. And in those moments, your response does more than just help them solve a problem. It tells your team whether their conversations with you are truly safe. How you answer those awkward questions that you get? Well, if your employees can't trust you to respect confidentiality when they're asking, their problems don't disappear. They just go underground where they're going to grow bigger and harder to solve. And respecting confidentiality, it's not just about keeping secrets. It's about creating a climate where people feel safe telling the truth. When employees believe that you'll handle sensitive information with care, they're far more willing to raise problems early, to share perspectives, and be able to work through conflict productively. And that's why respecting confidentiality, it's a foundational leadership habit, and it's one that you'll find in the Synergy Stack team development system because it helps you build trust, respect, and reinforce dignity. So let's get into these four steps to respect confidentiality. When you face these challenging leadership moments, here's the four steps you want to keep in mind. First, pause before sharing anything. And in that pause, ask yourself, is this mine to share? Second, redirect comparison conversations. Anytime that somebody's asking or trying to compare what someone else is doing or asking about that person, keep the focus on the individual in front of you. Keep the focus there on their performance and their growth. Third, you're going to explain boundaries clearly. Let employees know when information has to remain private and why. And then fourth, you're going to model discretion consistently because your team's watching what you repeat and what you don't. So to explore these four steps, let's look at a couple of specific scenarios. These are common scenarios that you're going to run into all the time as a leader. Okay, scenario one. This is the performance conversation with the what about trap. You're in a performance conversation with an employee. You've explained the expectation. You've shared a specific example where their performance is lacking, and you ask for their perspective. Good so far. Then comes that familiar response. Well, what about my teammate? They do this too. Are you talking to them? Many managers get stuck in these moments. Your instinct might be to clarify, to compare, or to defend the fairness of your approach. But the moment you talk about another employee's performance, you cross a line. And without meaning to, you just told the person in front of you that they can't trust you. Why? Because if you'll talk about someone else, that means you'll talk about them too when they're not around. Instead, to respect confidentiality, bring the conversation back where it belongs. You might say, listen, I understand your concern. What I can share is that I address performance issues individually. Right now, let's focus on what success looks like for you. And this response does two things. First, it protects the confidentiality of the other employee, and it tells the person in front of you that they can also trust you with their information. Even if they're frustrated, it still tells them that. Second, it keeps the conversation productive by focusing on expectations and improvement. When you allow those what about them conversations to continue, accountability dissolves. They've successfully distracted you, and they're not focused on their own performance anymore. But when you can redirect the conversation respectfully, That reinforces fairness and builds trust. And I should say that that is assuming that you are actually handling the other conversations fairly and consistently. You don't need to talk about those, but you do need to be doing that behind the scenes with each individual. If you're not, and you truly are singling out somebody because maybe you're avoiding another conversation, then no, this isn't going to build fairness and trust. You got to be doing that consistently. So I'm assuming you're doing that. Then you're going to redirect the conversations. Make sure you keep focused on the employee in front of you rather than getting sucked into the what about trap. Okay, let's do scenario two, the concern shared in confidence. An employee asks you if they can talk privately. They share that they're struggling with a colleague's behavior or that something at home is affecting their focus. Now you're carrying information that requires care. Confidentiality here doesn't always mean absolute secrecy. Sometimes you have to involve human resources or address a broader issue. The key here is to be transparent about how the information will be used. When someone starts a conversation asking you not to share what they're about to tell you, you can pause, stop them, and respond with clarity and say something like, "Listen, I appreciate your trust in me, and I will do everything I can to respect your confidentiality here, especially if we're talking about you or your career. However, there are some issues where I do need to share whatever you might say. If it involves anything unethical, illegal, would harm the team or the business, I could be obliged to share that with the right people. If we need to involve anyone else, I will discuss that with you first. I'll let you know." So when you approach it that way, it reinforces connection and respect, two ingredients that are going to make conflict conversations possible in the first place. When people feel seen and heard, they're far more willing to work towards solutions. But when leaders casually repeat private conversations, even with good intentions, your employees, if you do that, they'll quickly learn to keep their concerns to themselves. And then those problems are going to surface later, louder, and often more painfully. Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. Okay, let's look at scenario three. This one's the team curiosity spiral. This is where confidentiality challenges show up in team settings. So you're in a team meeting and the team member asks, "Hey, why did you get that opportunity? What happened in that meeting with leadership? Why'd she get that promotion?" And curiosity is healthy. Transparency does matter. But as a leader, you have to balance openness with discretion. You don't need to reveal private discussions to maintain trust. Instead, focus on principles and clarity. So you might say something like, "I can't share the details of that conversation, but I'm happy to talk about how we make decisions about opportunities." Then explain the principles or the criteria that are involved. That way you'll reinforce fairness and how the system works, how the process works, without exposing private information. That also models a culture of clarity and respect rather than gossip. Okay, let's take scenario four. It's a final scenario. This is how you respect confidentiality when the person keeps pushing. And you'll find this sometimes. That first conversation that you have isn't enough, and they'll keep asking, and they come back. And in these moments, it's important to understand that confidentiality is less about rules and more about respect. It's rooted in the belief that every employee deserves dignity, even when they make mistakes. So you say something like, hey, I can't go into the details of that situation, but the employee keeps going. They say, okay, but was it because of their performance? Did leadership say something? You can tell me. I won't repeat it. This doesn't feel fair. At this point, your role isn't to provide more information. Your role is to reinforce that you respect confidentiality while respecting their concern. So what does that sound like? You might say something like this. I understand why you're curious. At the same time, I want everyone on this team to know their conversations with me stay private. That includes yours. So I won't talk about someone else's situation. So notice what happens in that response. You're not shutting the person down. You're explaining the principle behind the boundary. You're protecting the very trust they rely on too. If you do hold that boundary once, people may test it. In fact, some people guaranteed they will test it. But when you hold it consistently, after they test it and realize you mean it, they'll stop testing. And employees will quickly learn three things about you: that you won't discuss private matters with other people, that you will explain expectations and decision processes, and that you will engage honestly when they raise concerns. And that combination, those three things, will help create the psychological safety you need for people to raise their hand, have the meaningful conversations without sacrificing confidentiality. And hey, if you struggle with this, you know, you're like thinking, I want to be transparent, I want to be honest, and it feels disingenuous or it feels frustrating to you not to be able to have those conversations. I get it. Been there. But when leaders talk casually about others' performance or frustrations or personal situations, the team learns that if you'll talk about them with other people, you're going to talk about me too. That's why you have to handle this information with intention. So if you have to, get yourself in the mindset of recognizing that even though that person is frustrated in the moment, you ultimately are acting with their best interests at heart. And over time, that will win out with trust and respect. Redirect conversations that drift toward speculation. Refuse to compare employees publicly. Maintain your focus on outcomes and expectations rather than any kind of personal commentary. Follow those principles and you will build that culture of trust, respect, and dignity. And listen, these leadership and team conversations aren't easy. And that's why we build, I mentioned the tool earlier, you've heard me talk about it in previous episodes, the Synergy Stack, a tool that helps you and your team make the right conversations unavoidable. In just 60 minutes, your team will go from stuck to energized with a clear plan forward. Go to letsgrowleaders.com/stacks, STACKS, to learn more and get your 20% listener discount. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Thanks as always to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for the work on this episode. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you to respect confidentiality and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.